It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great, Steve.
Check this out.
Esteemed Dr. Maria Walls is with us, and she spent the whole week studying this DVD and is now reporting back to us about it. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. It's an exhausting process studying DVDs about surfing. And this particular DVD is called Take Every Wave. It's about the life of
seems iconic. To be a theme of the morning, to be honest.
It doesn't it? Yeah. I know, the biggest wave, and now we're talking about the surfer of the biggest waves, Laird Hamilton, who is
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Laird Hamilton's amazing.
He
surfs some mammoth waves.
Like giant waves. In fact, he's responsible for creating tow-in. You know, surfing, which means that you get towed.
I believe that the two ladies who do the drive show. Ruth and Janice were talking about that yesterday.
Were they? You see, it's all lining up, isn't it?
Yeah, getting, specifically getting towed into waves. So I don't know how that's... Maybe they were given the sort of... No. Yeah, point. Anyway, but yeah, so Laird Hamilton. Yeah. Laird Hamilton is a... he's one of... There's about 10 of them, I think, in the world. I met someone called Ross, one of them, too, once. And he was... they're daredevils. But they do things that, like, they train so hard, they're so careful, they look at the weather and they look at the everything. It's just
absolutely. And you know, coming from San Francisco originally, Laird Hamilton was born to this fabulous kind of very liberal mother who was going, his big myth around himself is that when he was in the womb, she had this strange treatment that enabled her stomach to be lifted up so that he could swim around freely in the womb, and henceforth his amazing connection with surf and waves and swimming and all that kind of stuff. And unlike most pro surfers, Laird Hamilton just didn't bother with competitions. He went for the experience. So he was brought up in Hawaii after leaving San Fran, and just completely was obsessed with the experience of surfing rather than actually like being judged for certain, you know, moments in his surfing time. He's still around. He was born in 1964, but he's kind of like a caricature. He looks like a comic.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
A comic strip version.
We used to have the surf report promo. Actually, used to be had a character in it called something McGee. Was it Rusty McGee or something like that? But who was a sort of a Laird Hamilton?
Yeah. That sort of really, you know, muscular with, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, sort of surfing the waves.
Radical.
And it makes this particular documentary doesn't go very deep into, you know, like his psyche or anything like that. It actually skims across the surface of Laird Hamilton's fairly egocentric lifestyle and
egocentric, you know,
he was a model, he's quite full of himself. He actually posed with Brooke Shields, and yeah, he's really good at what he does, but he's just like this amazing surfer.
Yeah, but he's done devastating work on the waves.
Like, he has, and he's into foil surfing too. Is that
yeah, yeah, well, he sort of he sort of is at the forefront of that. Yeah, yeah. Which is sort of like I guess the same as the America's Cup boats.
Yeah.
Jump up on and which is sort of like a hydrofoil. It looks unbelievably weird, but it works somehow.
It somehow also looks like a cartoon or a comic because you know, like the surfer rises right up above the water by several feet.
Like a magic carpet.
Like a magic carpet, yeah. And then they're suddenly surfing.
As if surfing wasn't cool enough fun by itself.
Yeah, totally. So, of course, this film is a documentary, but it might make you remember films such as Point Break, you know, Patrick Swayze and old What's-His-Face. And Keanu Reeves.
Also Hawaiian, by the way.
Also, yeah, true. It's a pretty great film to watch if
you want to watch
pretty waves and pretty people surfing and some nice retro footage.
I think there's a movie I've got called Toa, T-O-A, which is about him surfing some massive wave, some legendary wave, and they go out and I think that's what it's called. But it's not so much... That's actually more about the process of waiting for it and sort of, you know, going 1 year and then being bummed out because it didn't happen, sort of then going back the next year and it being conditions all being perfect. Is it like that or is it actually more about him?
It's mostly about him, but you know, there is I'm really into that idea that actually, you know, we would have to be waiting around for nature and that it might actually be like this really dedicated experience where we go and, wait for the special moment in time.
I've been in Hawaii once when one of the big wave surfers, Mark somebody, second name's Hawaiian as well, but he passed away in a big wave. for contest, and it was the first real sort of well-known surfer who passed away for a while doing it, and they said, and it was a real sort of wake-up moment. I can remember reading about it, just everybody sort of going, yeah, actually what we need to do is be a little bit more careful because this is mega power we're messing with here. It's not
these waves are the size of buildings, like huge, you know, multi-story
buildings. Rob was talking about earlier, 23.8 metres, that's 7 stories.
Yes, and I don't know how many cornflakes, was it?
Weet-Bix, 2,880.
Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix.
I saw you do an app where you can just tell you how high things are on Weet-Bix.
For breakfast.
filthy sanitarium shit.
My thoughts exactly. So, Laird Hamilton, amazing to watch. And, you know, hydrofoil surfing, tow-in surfing, Hawaii in the, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Have you ever been? Thought about maybe taking up the sport on the board?
My brother has tried many times to train me, but it doesn't work out for me either.
No.
It's a bit of a shame because it would be very, you know, cool.
Oh, we'd be cool. We'd be cool.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah. Which is the same as having done it. If you'd like to win a copy of this movie, which is called
Take Every Wave.
Take Every Wave. It is. If you don't win it, it's out now on DVD from Mad Men and available in all the good places that sell those. And but if you would like to win, you've got to have a B card, and you should call me now 309-3879. Like all prizes nowadays, you need to have a B card, subscribers B card to win it. 309-3879. If you would like to go, if you'd like to see that, and like to own it. And take it home and then see it again and again and again. BFM, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mikey.
Hello, do you have a B card, sir?
I do, indeedy-deedy, yes, I do.
Yeah, Mark Fu, there's the name. That was it. I was in California, yeah, but I was reading about it in Hawaii. Sorry, Texas. So what are you saying? What's your name, man? What man?
My name is Denver.
Denver, stay there, we'll get your details.
I think we've spoken to Denver before.
I thought we probably have too. Yeah. Denver sounds like he's a fan of the station. Good on you, Denver. Yeah, good on you, Denver. Good on you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Welcome.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.